Ken and Curtis with Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
Well, right off the bat, as we broadcast live from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the freedom of choice, shop deals built for you on the New England edition Ford F-150, official truck of the Red Sox. Right off the bat, Curtis, things are looking up. First of all, you're back after a two-week hiatus, and we welcome you back to your radio home.
Hello, Ken.
Program.
How are you, sir?
Bill O'Brien and the BC Eagles have set the tone for the football season, and you are all footballed up. It's a turning of the corner,
so
a changing
good.
Of the guard for New England sports, and the Red Sox have made their playoff push.
Oh, I mean, I have to say, last night would probably be a top five win in the history of the Red Sox.
And Trevor Story back tonight. Don't let us get hot.
They haven't told the rest of the story. Neil Chayette, I always ask who that was.
Oh, no, no.
Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey, yeah.
There you go. I'm on it. So Sox big win last night. I think Grady Sizemore's coming in at 10. We'll talk to him about the loss.
Great get by you, though. You have connections.
I mean, I haven't gotten body moving, but I did get Grady Sizemore, so put that in your pipe. I was out with James this morning. It is chilly. Love it. There was a little chill in the air. Boston College, get ready.
Does James have BC gear?
No, he doesn't, actually.
Really?
I'm sure my dad probably has something for him, but he's just paying for him to get to BC.
Probably Duquesne Dukes gear.
No.
He's going to totally just buck the father.
Oh, of
He'll
course.
Go opposite. No. Brady hater.
He likes Taylor Swift, and he's a huge fan of People, which is totally opposite for me.
And has a girlfriend already.
Already, yeah. Still waiting for my first. Anyway, the BC today, you can't bet on them, and it's a good thing in Boston because this is a classic trap. I would be shocked if it's not a one-score game at halftime. It's just, they'll win, but like it's going to be, I think it's good it's at home. It's 3:30, so the student body will be all liquored up. But either way, that was such an awesome win Monday night. And Billy O on the Greg Hill Show Thursdays at 6:45 is awesome. He's just, what a breath of fresh air.
A little different from the way you sounded talking about Billy O last year when he was the coordinator of a 4-13 football team and an offense that was totally mud. I don't think you had many nice things to say about Billy O.
So I'm all for second chances, Ken. And I think he's doing a great job with BC. You want to be Mr. Negativity over there.
I'm just pointing it out. I mean, you know,
yeah,
all of a sudden,
he sucked as an offensive coordinator with the Patriots.
Okay. But, I mean, literally a year ago, you were ripping him weekly.
Well, because I was explaining how we gave Patricia and Judge all the crap, but then Billy O comes in and it was all Mac's fault. It was kind of interesting to me.
He was disappointing. I will admit that. I mean, I thought he was going to make a difference.
Well, I mean, literally, you've been wrong about everything with the Patriots. But I would say I watched last night. You see Jalen Hurts with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
And
not great from him, actually.
No, not great at all.
But.
And the snap that bounced off his chest, all that. If you're Mac Jones, and we don't have to go revisit Mac and everything, but the first thing I think of is looking at Tua and Jalen, two guys he competed against at Alabama to be the starting quarterback under Nick Saban, and two guys that have been paid. All because they've been surrounded by elite, elite weapons with excellent coaching.
Yeah.
Like, Mac Jones this summer, I know it's preseason, but if you give him the reins the way Jalen Hurts has, he's the starter there. They're an okay team. Like, or Tua in Miami. Like, it is so amazing to me how this organization, outside of the one offseason after Tom won in Tampa, they have just allowed everything to come to them. As if they were still the centrifugal force of the NFL. Like, oh, we'll get, you know, LeGarrette Blount. We'll pick up Antonio Brown. We'll get Harrison off the Steelers. We'll get Martellus Bennett. Whatever. That doesn't work when you suck. You have to attack a problem.
Is this back to they should have taken Marvin Harrison Jr.?
No.
In the draft sort of?
No, it's just the entirety of the approach where they wait for people to come to them instead of proactively targeting players. And the fact that their left tackle is a question mark, the fact that they are all of a sudden up to spending $80 million in guarantees for Ayuk, which I'm sure they sold. I mean, maybe they did. I don't know. But that's kind of like offering your card when your dad's already handed it to the server and they're ringing it up. Like, you can look good. It makes you feel better.
You've mastered that one.
Oh, my. That is literally the Curtis Jr. But it's frustrating because, I walk into Fenway Park today and they're doing something on the field. It used to be that John Henry used the product on the field at Fenway to gain financial benefit. Now he uses the success he has had in prior years and the money he has invested into this park to monetize it. Yep. He no longer relies on the product on the field. He relies on the building that they play in to get money.
But as a businessman, that's some on some spreadsheet somewhere, right? Like the rate of return for investment in the player, and now that you've... Right. I mean, that has changed dramatically over 20 years.
But baseball teams, any professional team has never been more valuable. It's the only...
They're not selling. They're buying the Celtics, apparently, according to Coco's bomb scoop.
But that could be the case. But they're buying it to make money off of the peripheral things. They own the team as a means to have Pearl Jam or have, you know, Jelly Roll, whoever the hell's coming in here.
Build up the Fenway.
Right. And so that is what's frustrating. When they got here, they knew they had to win to get a buy-in from the fan base. Then they use that buy-in against the fans by getting things into the park that have nothing to do with the team that they root for.
I do enjoy the build-up around Fenway. I will not lie. I mean, you love Wrigleyville. They've done a great job around Wrigley.
It's
They've done a great job here.
The Cubby, what do they call it? The Cubby Bar?
Cubby Bear?
Cubby Bear.
Yeah, right across the way. Anyway, not to get off on the Red Sox. And not to get negative, I tried to start positive with Bill O'Brien.
You literally just said I ripped Bill O'Brien.
I did say that. I was pointing out a flub in your
logic. That's very positive.
But I'm pointing out that it's a turning of the corner, potentially. The Bengals have maybe their top two receivers out. The Chase situation is very strange. I mean, he could sign a deal today, I guess, and that could all flip. Fitzy predicted in your absence last week, not only flag football on Thursday nights, but a win in week one over the Bengals, and he might be right. They could steal this win.
I said this a while ago. Listen, they are not a very good team. We all know that. But we forget how awful their offense was last year. Historically awful. Unbelievably awful.
Was it the worst season you've ever watched in Pat's history? In your
So, yeah. I mean, I guess...
it was my first, so bad.
I really am lucky because my first memories of the Patriots were with Bledsoe. So that was, 93? I was 8, 9 years old.
Yeah.
And I remember, Drew, there was a big game against the Vikings, and at the end of his rookie season, they won 4 straight, and Parcells was here, and there was optimism. Maybe outside of Bill's first year, 2000, when they went 5-11, I remember Tom Tupa was the punter and, backup quarterback, and they sucked. And his son Steven was telling me that they were going to draft David Tyrell in the with the 6th pick in the draft that year, 3rd, whatever it was. But either way,
Was there one redeeming thing about last year?
No, not a single thing. And it was miserable because you had the Robert and Bill thing. You had just Mac, who was just an abscess tooth. I mean, the whole thing was a disaster.
I mean, Zeke Elliott was their leading rusher with 600 and some yards. I think he had 5 touchdowns to lead the team. Their leading pass catcher was Pop Douglas with 500 yards or something. Hunter Henry might have had 6 touchdowns to lead the team.
The big story was, why isn't Kendrick Bourne in the offense? Ugh. And then you had, last year with Bill Belichick, the guy that invented football, you got shut out at home how many times?
I think twice.
You had that times? Saints game. And the Saints are dog food.
Yeah.
They came here in blue doors.
Yeah.
Then Bill said, it's time to restart. I asked if he was the right person to restart. He wasn't. And the next week, they go to Oakland or Vegas, and they get embarrassed again. And then they had that awful game against the Chargers, the Giants loss.
It's going to be blocked out in a lot of people's memories, and a lot of people tuned out and went hiking or went apple picking. I mean, literally, that was happening. I mean, nobody tuned in. So it can't be that bad. 4 wins is the worst it could ever get. They're going to win 6 by default. They're better. They have some things to keep you interested this year. The Drake May card, I like having it for week 5. I actually think that's going to be great for us in our business. I mean, I know people wanted to see it right away, but people are going to watch week 1 no matter what. And now you have a chance, if you just don't play dumb, to actually beat the Bengals without Chase and without Higgins. I want to hear, before we get some deeper into some stuff, here was Ja'Marr Chase yesterday with the Bengals talking about his contract situation and... whether he'll play or not on the eve of the opener.
Contract status pretty good, for real. I want to say we're off a little bit, but, it's in reach. But we'll see about game day. I can say it's been a long process. It's been pretty aggravating for the most part, but I try not to let my feelings get in the way, bringing it to work and affecting the guys that's practicing.
What can you do on Sunday?
Whatever I need to do, you know what I'm saying? It's, I'll probably be limited if I do play, but we'll see what happens.
Do you plan to play?
Game time decision.
Yeah, this is why I love Patrick Mahomes, because he could hold the Chiefs.
He makes Juju. Well, scratch that, actually. Juju had a terrible drop.
Yeah, that would have been a great pull by me. But nobody could be more – could dictate the fortune of himself and his organization more than Patrick Mahomes can. And he's not the highest paid. He makes – believe me, he's got plenty of money. He's not poor. But he's won three times. If anybody could put their feet up and demand some money, it'd be Patrick Mahomes. He doesn't, because his goal is 7-8 Super Bowls. Then you have a guy like Ja'Marr Chase, who's, you know, never won anything, got to a Super Bowl, and he's on this team, and it's – my guess is he's going to hold out this weekend entirely, because his real leverage comes before week two when they play the play the Chiefs. So you have a good chance of being against the Bengals. T. Higgins is
like
doubtful.
You think his agent is telling him they'll beat the Patriots even if you don't play – but they are going to need you for week two, so that's when we're really...
Or it's win-win. If somehow they lose to the Patriots and they're 0-1 with the Chiefs looming, they have to get you on the field.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a crappy way to do it. I mean, they should guarantee all these contracts. The way the league, the printing money... And last night was the latest and greatest example on the NFL. It was the most watched first game. We're all addicted to it. It's crack. That's well established. But that field in Sao Paulo, like... Honestly, like Mark Cuban said this a while ago about the NFL. You can say it about many things, but pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered. And that's what I thought of last night watching that game.
Yeah, but they don't. I mean, the NFL is defying that year by year.
But
they can play on crappy fields in the middle of nowhere. No. People will watch and...
Well, there is a breaking point.
What's the story this morning? It's not the field.
It's Jordan Love getting hurt.
Well, yeah, that or the Eagles and Saquon Barkley. You know?
Right.
So, no. I mean, the Packers coach can whine about it, and you're right. It's dangerous.
How did the Giants let him go to the freaking Eagles in their division?
Right.
God, is that dumb.
And if you're a Giants fan, he played 74 games there. He had one game in 74 with three touchdowns and 100 scrimmage yards. First game with Philly, he pops it. That's unbelievable. That's like a Chris Sale to the Falcons kicking the junk.
You know why Saquon went in division? Because they had to pay money to Daniel Jones. They made that decision over Saquon.
Oh, good point, Joe.
I hate to break it to you, Joe. They could pay both.
Oh, cap is not crap.
Oh, it sure is.
Okay, now I want some optimism here off the start. Is Fitzy right from a week ago? Can the Bengals actually lose this game, more so even than the Patriots winning it? Can Brissett take the Pats to 1-0? And just generally, what are you looking for here this football season? Maybe it is Bill O'Brien. Maybe it's something in college. Maybe it's Drake May's start, whatever that is. 617-779-7937. Just a little find the happy here on a Saturday morning. Curtis is in a good mood.
Great mood. Great day of college football. Noon, Texas, Michigan. Will Arch Manning get on the field?
You can listen to that game on AM 850, by the way. And BC on FM today.
The big house built by Tom Brady, the heir to the Manning throne, gets his big debut potentially. Now, I know he's not going to start, but that's a great game. Texas, Michigan. I don't know. Is there any other big games today?
Joe will update that in trending. How about that? All and right. I want to get your reaction to Drew Bledsoe yesterday with Jones and Keefe talking about Drake May sitting, and his answer to that. We'll play that for you next. It is your Ken and Curtis program, a rare Saturday where we are both present. Curtis, though, feeling it during the break, he is asking for Moneyline Patriots FanDuel odds.
Without T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase and everything, don't you agree, there's nothing more important than a first impression? And if they win against the Bengals week one, come home 1-0 against a Seahawks team that's meh.
And traveling west to east.
1 o'clock start for a West Coast team traveling across the country. Everything.
With a new head coach. Yeah.
Whereas if they lose this week, then it's kind of a must win against the Seahawks, because then you're going Jets Thursday night and then the 49ers in week four.
Yep.
So,
I'm telling you. And the Red Sox by then will be about, what, 8 games winning streak?
I mean, someone once said
sweep Baltimore,
win 7 in a row and get right back in the race.
You know, if they do sweep the White Sox, worst they can be is 4 out Monday, because the Twins and Royals play each other. So Monday, 4 back.
If they don't sweep the White
Sox, that's what I'm saying.
They should fire Cora.
Okay, I agree. I told Cora that last night. We had a little on-field presentation of our Jimmy Fund check.
That's right.
$3.9 plus million dollars. Thank you to everybody who donated and listened. And kudos to you guys in the morning show, obviously, with the connection with Rob Hale.
Oh, Rob
$775,000 personally matching That's incredible. I still can't get over that.
Unbelievable. And there was, I guess, some money missing in your account. Did you?
Well, what was missing was Rob Hale's name on that Coco bomb, the Celtics buyer list. How is he not?
I don't know.
Rob Hale LLC number one option for this sale.
I am sure in the end it will be a good investment, but it will take me a while to wrap my head around $6 billion for a team only, where there is all those liabilities, which I think will be good, but you have all that money, $1 billion in contracts. You have no
facility. It's so true. What do you own? You own like a jersey.
A shamrock.
You own Lucky.
Right. Like it's, you know, 18 championships are nice, but I'd rather have a house to put them up in. I just think that the something around the casino is what makes the most sense. Not that I would want Rob Hale. I wish he could buy the team. But
do you at least get like Chris Forsberg and Abby Chin with that? Like, are they part? Are they on your payroll or something? I don't
know. Well, maybe you get the opportunity. Never mind. But yeah, so you get 10% of NBC Sports Boston, which is a real win for them.
It is a long play. You got to wait. Is it 8 years to get out of the contract? I mean, Charlie Jacobs basically told us at the Jimmy Fund Telethon the Celtics are signed up for quite a long time. We don't see them leaving anytime soon. I mean, they're building residence.
Who will be playing in the Garden longer? The Boston Celtics or Jeremy Swayman?
I don't feel good about this Swayman thing. The only thing that's giving me hope is Razor. He seems to be not worried at all,
right?
Our guy Andrew Raycroft. So I'm just going to... And he did show up at camp, not like Jamar Chase here, where he's talking cryptically about not playing over the weekend.
Which is just amazing that you have a guy who's holding out, but the team's letting him talk like that. Like, that seems very... Even, you know, dysfunctional teams, that doesn't usually happen, like the Jets and other places, but...
So to drill down further on this Bengals situation, if Chase doesn't play, or even by his words is limited, Andre Iasevis is the second-year receiver who's their top option, a Princeton wideout. He had 15 catches last year, sixth-round pick, and they have a rookie they took this year in the third round, Jermaine Burton. That's their passing attack. So if you can't beat the Bengals... And Burrow's coming off the elbow and missing time since week 10. I mean, this is you've got to take advantage of this.
But their offense still, without all those players, is better than yours.
I guess, yeah. Brockton's offense is better than yours.
Oh, let's not go crazy. But yeah,
did Brockton win last night?
I have no idea. I think the
reports of a morning show host like coming onto the field in the middle of the game to sabotage the action.
Wiggy gave all the players pot brownies before the game. I am really hopeful.
By the way, you know who their starting tight end is and tackle, the Bengals?
Gesicki.
And Trent Brown. I mean,
they know your signals.
They know. Yeah, I guess. And your man, Orlando Brown Jr., is their other tackle. I mean, how are they going to win the game? They're handing it off every time?
What? Orlando Brown Jr. is a great tackle.
I know. You like him. I was just pointing it out.
So, I mean, they're...
Zach Moss and Chase Brown.
Who are your tackles? But Darian Lowe?
Chooks.
I mean...
Yeah, and Lowe's feeling better.
God.
I give edge to Patriots.
Ken, you're not being truthful. But, yeah,
honestly, you have a legit shot. This is a 17-13 type of win. 14-13.
Everything, the non-measurables are all in your favor. It is... A classic trap game where your season opener is a week before the showdown of the year with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
You're absent Jamar Chase because of a holdout. T. Higgins is banged up. You have your team is entering nobody really knows. There's no book on Van Pelt. There's no book on the Patriots.
I love it. That's a great positive spin for Van Pelt. Nobody knows what to expect.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it's true. And, you know,
come on, take it. Plus 300. $20.
So this came to me. I think the Patriots score on a real, like a fake punt.
A gimmick.
Fake field goal. There's some
you pull
gimmick.
Out the Sam Weiss playbook right. In Cincinnati.
As Gerard Mayo said, the annexation of Puerto Rico. One of those plays. We will be watching that on Sunday in Cincinnati.
I love it. Do you agree? Do you feel it? 617-779-7937.
It is so sad that this was all just one person. Like, everything is so awful. And by the way, can we get to Bill Belichick?
We'll get to Belichick, and we'll get to Bledsoe's cut, too, in a second. But can I take a call?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's go to the Cape. You love the Cape.
I love the Cape.
Bob is on the Cape.
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Bob. Bob, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I'm curious, since Brady left the Patriots, I wonder how many people have turned in their season tickets.
A lot.
Yeah.
I think the Crafts even cut down their tickets.
the relatives even turned them in.
Right. I mean, I saw Matt Walsh there the other day.
Is that it, Bob? All right. Well, that was a banger to start.
It's true. But Bill Belichick.
The waiting list has got to be still pretty. What's a good word? Somewhat expansive, don't you think?
Can you
buy tickets right now?
It's mirroring the wait list that I was on at BC before getting in off in late May. But Bill Belichick.
That was a separate wait list.
That was
the John Curtis list.
Waiting for the list on the check. The Bill Belichick, I need to understand this from you, Ken, and from the Bobos out there. Was he in charge of signing players or was it Kraft?
Depends on the player.
No,
as you know,
as a general rule,
Mac Jones was a Kraft
pick. No, I'm just asking. So,
but yes, the buck stops there. Yes.
It sounds like Bill Belichick is making excuses for why he didn't land certain players.
Oh, yeah, I never got your reaction to this, to the Massachusetts cut.
Like, first of all,
great soundbite by Bill. Another week where Bill says something memorable and Brady says nothing in the media. So, check mark Bill.
Yeah, I mean, Bill could be a better media guy all day long. That's awesome.
And he is.
That's awesome. I don't give a crap.
Oh, that's the current scoreboard.
Massachusetts.
The
nice job, Bill.
The line, outside of being totally false.
Well, it's not false.
Of course it is.
Why?
Half your pay is coming from other states. You're taxed based on where you play each game. That is how it works in the NFL.
Yeah, but how many games do you play in Massachusetts?
So 8.
All right.
And if the Patriots...
Sometimes 9.
You're talking about 4% after the first million, which all you need to do is up the guarantees. It decreases the hit on your cap, and everybody wins. So in the end, you could actually guarantee more and cost your team less on the only bill that matters.
That's not the only bill that matters to Robert Kraft.
But then why is Bill running cover for him?
Well, he's just saying it affected me when I was here. Robert didn't want to pay extra to overcompensate the Florida non-tax or whatever it was.
It is just amazing.
Still a good line. You give. I mean,
oh, yeah. I've never heard the line Taxachusetts before.
Okay.
Greg has it tattooed on his ass.
Taxachusetts.
I mean, what?
When have you said? I don't want to know.
No. Well, it was a wild morning at McCunick. But it's just, it's so beneath him. Like, are you, this guy, no days off. Mr., you know, no excuses, has been just a running excuse. He's got Matt Patricia, this Bobo stooge, setting him up on that awful, whatever that podcast network sucks, Underdog, unlistenable.
It doesn't, see, that's my point last week. Bill's strategy is great. Bill's content is, he probably has 10 hours of content a week now, doesn't he? At least 5. You won't see any of it except the clip that's memorable. So it doesn't matter if he sucks, as long as he says one thing halfway decent, like Massachusetts, he's had a good week. And right. Then he had Instaface this week. It was another banger. I mean, it was an obvious play, but somebody gave him good advice.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm worried about your boy tomorrow. I mean, you got to be nervous.
Oh, not at all.
For the Brady debut.
No, because I don't think... I think the expectations have shifted because of the inability to do his job. What I just find to be hilarious... is the white knighting for Greg Olson that these? It's really a way to take people want to take shots at Tom, but they don't really
now,
have the ability.
Olson was good. Come on, he was very good. Not great, but he was really good.
Ken, if you had the opportunity to sit and watch from your living room a football game, would you sit and watch with Greg Olson or Tom Brady?
Honestly, Olson, he's a better commentator. As you know,
I'm
sat with Phil Sims in Chicago and watched the game.
Talking about someone you'd want to hear.
Phil Sims made me want to get up and not watch the game with Phil Sims.
Okay, well, I mean, I think his son's a dynamo. But if you're not going to be honest, I won't ask the question.
Yeah, I think in that setting, it's a different answer because Brady would actually tell you stuff.
Exactly.
So it would be Brady.
But what I'm telling you is that...
He can't do that.
Being away from those pregame meetings, going to practice, in my opinion, that's too much info. I want Tom to see a play, do what he's always done on the field, tell you what he sees without being colored or moved by what somebody told him to say in a meeting on Saturday afternoon.
Right. If it's him at the roast, Brady, it's going to be good.
Well, I don't think it'll be. I mean, I do think, you know, Nikki Glaser is hosting the Golden Globes, according to Wiggy.
You mean Robin Glaser.
What a week. What a week. Unbelievable. Name that Glaser. But. The
Jake.
What a great day tomorrow, though. 1 o'clock You got Pat's opener.
Yeah.
You got Red Zone, then 425. You got
and Red Tom's Sox, White debut. Sox.
Right. I mean, I would say Red Sox, White Sox, a pile of crap, and then the football.
617-779-7937. Now, you, by the way, Brady is already on the record for saying he thinks the Patriots are doing the right thing by having Drake May sit, right?
Yes.
He just across the board thinks that's the better approach for a rookie to watch a veteran, which is built on his experience. I mean, that's the way he was inserted into the game, not right into it. And that didn't sway you at all, right? And you're thinking you still want Drake May to start.
Right. Right. Matt Ryan, a third-round pick from a school in the ACC that came to the NFL on a team bereft of talent, turned out pretty good. And he said in this room, actually.
He's the only guy that's on your side, but fine. Yes, he did, right here.
You agreed with Matt Ryan.
What? That he should. His voice had impact on me at the time, but now Brady has said the opposite. And Bledsoe yesterday.
We'll get to Bledsoe, but people are misconstruing what Brady said.
Can we hear the Brady cut? I think we have that one, Joe. Can we play Brady first? This was Brady on why Drake May should sit.
So, I mean, I've gone on record to say that I think it's best, in my opinion, for young quarterbacks or rookie quarterbacks to kind of watch a veteran do it. And there's so much that goes on, and quarterbacks need to process so much information so quickly. And I think if you can have someone, I sat behind Drew Bledsoe my first year. What a great player he was, someone that I got to watch and learn from. Aaron Rodgers watched behind Brett Favre. Patrick Mahomes watched behind Alex Smith. So when you have a real pro in front of you, they can help with that learning curve, even though that young quarterback isn't necessarily going out there and losing confidence in what his abilities are. So, you know, ultimately those young players are going to get opportunities. The franchises need those young quarterbacks to come in and take a big step and lead that franchise on into the future.
Right.
I just like to give them a little bit of time to acclimate themselves to the pro game, the pro schedule. I mean, it's a big difference between college football and professional football.
No, that's a good answer by Brady on the Cowherd Show.
So,
and is a guy you adore and love, and it means nothing to you.
God, is there anybody on the planet outside of Obama that you agree everything that they say?
Well, I don't agree with Obama most of the time.
Okay, so you're a Trumpkin. But either way, Tom Brady, in a separate interview, bemoaned the current state of the NFL, saying they've dumbed everything down. And when everything is dumbed down, the necessity that Tom had as a as something you need to endure prior to playing, like you need a stipulation before starting, was sitting and understanding the new and different ways of an NFL offense as opposed to a college one.
Mm-hmm.
That learning curve has been greatly minimized.
Well, not really. They're playing fewer preseason games.
No.
It's actually been maximized.
You need
to sit longer.
No. The NFL offenses have been dumbed down, according to the person you're citing. And that leads to a smaller learning curve for a guy playing a pro-style offense in college, as Drake May did under Mac Brown.
But the reality is the only reason why they are is because we dumbed the game down, which has allowed them to play.
Thank you. That's like the money quote. But yes, that's exactly the reason they're playing. And as his boss used to say, you do business is being done.
Yeah.
The way in which you're like, and the other thing is, everything Tom says is true. But Drew Bledsoe was a better quarterback than Tom in 2000. I'm pretty sure of it. Mm-hmm. He had played in that offense. He was a Pro Bowler. He was the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. And Tom was the fifth or fourth stringer. So Jacoby Brissett had a competition. It's not like Tom Brady outplayed Drew Bledsoe in the summer of 2000.
It was not really a competition. The preseason was so bad.
Okay.
So meaningless.
Okay, well, we have to use something to gauge it.
Unfortunately, we can't. There literally is no meaningful preseason.
Well, the head coach said that Drake May won the competition, so I'll take him at his word.
Well, I won't. That was it was a sham. There was no competition. I don't even know why he did that.
Baloney. Okay, so there's two big differences from my man Tom. One, the NFL's offenses are far more easy to understand today.
Yes, as he's right about that.
Gap between Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady was far wider in the summer of 2000 than it is between Jacoby Brissett and Drake May now. There is no upside for Drake May to stand on the sideline and watch Jacoby Brissett get eaten alive by the Bengals.
There is an upside. He's not getting eaten alive.
But that's going to be the case no matter what. Do you think they're going to make a big trade for two left tackles and a guard by the deadline?
I think they will straighten things out a little bit.
Isn't it more likely that the offensive line gets dinged as the season goes on and then there's less time?
That might be It doesn't matter. The backups are as good as their starters. So as long as they get more cohesive, whichever five are healthy, they're better off.
But wouldn't you want to get cohesive with the guy that's different in his style of play than Jacoby Brissett?
No, I don't want the quarterback to get killed that I care about. I want them to figure out how to actually get out of the huddle, run an offense, go on the road for a week, come home for a week,
okay,
have a normal practice week. This is a good thing. Mayo made the right call. I mean, the morning show is just all over him for this thing. It's unbelievable.
So
can we hear from Bledsoe before we're up against the break?
Go ahead.
Because Drew, the two quarterbacks of your lifetime, this is your first season that you remember watching as a football fan.
That's right.
And Bledsoe said he's glad he had to sit for part of that
year. His backup sucked.
Philosophically, I like what they're doing, and partly it's largely because of Jacoby Brissett. I mean, you know, this guy's a veteran quarterback. He's played well for a long time. And then philosophically, you know, look, I was thrown right in there. I felt like I was ready for it. Obviously, Parcells felt like I was ready for it. But, you know, there's also a benefit to sitting and watching. And I didn't learn that until I got hurt my rookie year. You know, I get to sit and watch three games. And by just standing on the sidelines and watching for three games, it seemed like that slowed the whole thing down a little bit. So, you know, I also think that Jacoby's an outstanding quarterback, and he may help them win some games in the near term, you know, while they're getting Drake ready.
How about that? Full interview with Jones and Keefe on the Odyssey app or on their podcast page. Go back and listen. So he's predicting Jacoby Brissett wins them some games in the interim.
Yeah, I would say Drew Bledsoe was drinking double back, not watching Jacoby Brissett. And I
don't know what more evidence you can be presented, though. Brady and Bledsoe say they are doing the right thing, and you're like, no, Matt Ryan, he's the one to trust.
Okay, Tom Brady said that the game has changed, and they've dumbed it down so players can start. Bill Belichick said you do business is being done. That is why they should be playing Drake May. It is absurd that Jacoby Brissett, he sucks, Ken. Nice guy. Seems like a really good dude. Not a good quarterback.
18-30. It's not great.
I watched him. Time in the pocket, and then when he had time, he looked like he peed his pants. He was jumping all around.
We honestly haven't even seen him. Like, I mean, how many snaps did he get in the preseason? What were his stats?
I don't know.
He got the pick in the end zone. That's all anybody remembers.
What a great throw. I mean, I think Drake May learned a lot in that drive.
617-779-7937. Does hearing from Brady and Bledsoe sway you?
Why are Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams starting?
Well, they're making a mistake, according to Drew and Tom.
Okay, so, and last year, who was the first pick in last year?
And they don't have a great quarterback like Brissett to go to.
So did C.J. Stroud start last year?
He did. That's the gold standard.
Did Bryce Young start last year?
When did he start week one?
I believe he did.
He did. That was a mistake.
So the last four quarterbacks taken in the top five have all started the season or will start their season. The NFL is moving in that direction because it's
been dumped
down.
Maybe it's not a good thing.
Okay, but I believe it's being done that way because, as Tom pointed out, they've dumbed the offenses down so these players can come in.
Why does Tom still say it's benefit to sit?
Because there is, I'm certain, a benefit to learn as much as you can, become a sponge before you get out there.
Thank you.
The owners, first and foremost, are playing these guys early because it is the biggest bargain in all of sports. The quarterback position is $50 million a year for a good guy. A talented pro bowler.
Braverman just pointed out Daniel Jones cost the Giants Saquon Barkley.
Right, which is fine. They didn't, but it's a fair point. I understand. The NFL is such a joke, but they could have paid both. But you're right. They did have to pay a lot of money to Daniel Jones, and that was a disaster.
Yep.
You get that guy at that position if he plays his rookie year for 3 years before you have to pay him.
Exactly.
So if you wait until year two, and Drake May's great in year two, great in year three, you're going to have to pay him after two as opposed to having to pay him after three.
Just wait till week five. That's all. You don't have to wait till year two. Anyway, what do you think? 617-779-7937. Ken and Curtis at our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio.
Look, as the head coach, I have the final say with all of that stuff. I do value the opinions of others, and you know, Elliott's opinion is definitely valued, but as the head coach, you know, I have the final say. From the time we signed Jacoby and drafted Drake, we've had a plan on how to best develop Drake, and we're going to stick to that no matter what happens, no matter, you know, what's being said on the outside. Like, we're going to stick to the plan, and it may not be the most popular plan, but it's the plan that I think is best for the team.
Gerard Mayo on the Greg Hill Show every Monday, part of Patriots Monday. Kenny Curtis here on EEI.
What was the term that the Sixers always used? It's the
process.
The process. The process meets
Trust
the plan.
The process. Yeah.
I would recommend that we stop saying the word plan, because you can't use the word you're defining in the definition.
What about collaboration?
And listen, I think the Patriots are in the right direction. There's a lot of animus and vitriol at Gerard Mayo. One of the big things that occurred when I was enjoying a week or so off the radio was the Belichick Bobos losing their mind about Gerard Mayo's change in direction and how he deals with things, and that Bill Belichick would have never allowed for a festering quarterback controversy. Hello, were you paying attention when I asked Bill Belichick if Mac Jones would be the starter when he returned healthy? A question that Ken Laird, in the moment, panned and sent me a text saying, oh, well, nice try, when Bill Belichick replied by saying, I don't deal in hypotheticals. That led to Ben Volen, the since-departed Ben Volen.
It wasn't panning, and it wasn't mocking it. He just shut you down.
But that answer was the start of a quarterback controversy, not the end.
I didn't...
It's the simplest way to answer a question.
You were so sensitive. God, even when I support you, you think...
No, I'm not being sensitive. I'm talking about an answer where Bill Belichick allowed for a controversy to occur solely because of his disdain for the quarterback. He was asked about that with Cam Newton.
Right.
He was asked about that with Matt Castle. He's been asked about that with Jimmy Garoppolo. Many people. And he never said, I don't get into hypotheticals. And so Gerard Mayo's made mistakes. He's come on the radio and said, hey, I wish I hadn't said burn some cash. I've said things that I, whatever. Mm-hmm. But nobody expects Gerard Mayo to be infallible.
You're going to give me a bunch of hypothetical situations, and I don't know what those hypotheticals are. So we're not going to get into that.
It's pretty easy. I mean, is he going to be the starter when he's healthy? It's not like I'm asking you to perform organic chemistry.
Okay, so you agree with Mayo. You're a Mayo fan. You like what he's done.
Of course.
But you're upset at the Drake May sitting.
I think that this goes, and another thing I said that I was mocked at the time, I said that it's not Gerard Mayo's decision who starts at quarterback. It's pretty clear now it's not. I mean, and that's okay. That's not just for the...
But that doesn't make sense. If it's the owners, then why aren't they would want him in there?
The same reason there was a competition was because the Crafts knew the only way there would be buzz around the organization is if the fan base thought there was a chance Drake could win the job. Mm. And that's why he's not going to start, Drake May, that is, until they're at home. Either week two or week five.
There's no way he starts week two. I don't see any path to that.
Ken, if Jacoby Brissett...
Other than injury.
I mean, there exists the possibility that Jacoby Brissett's been much better in practice, and we haven't seen it. I'll stipulate that. The people that have been down there haven't said that, but maybe he's turned a corner. And so if Jacoby Brissett plays well, obviously it's his job until they...
And he is a captain. I mean, I don't know if you put any stock in that. The players did vote him a captain.
Yeah, that's great. That doesn't mean anything to me. But I would also say the way in which you are going to feel, Ken, on Sunday at 2 o'clock, if Jacoby Brissett looks anything like the guy we saw in that preseason game.
Because he's floundering and it's 21-0 Bengals.
Because I heard you and Fitzy last week, you had a great question. You said, at what time on Sunday will we start seeing the Play Drake tweets coming from Fitzy GFY?
Yeah, Play May.
And I think that is going to be – it's something the Crafts want to wait for, right? Because once you go to Drake May, there's no going back.
Right.
And then you sort of are just a middling team with a young quarterback that hopefully you can get behind, but the offensive line possibly can't support. But if you carry that to week five, then you get an opportunity to get a weekly conversation about it.
Good text on this subject. You can text the show, 37937. Some that are just plain, Ken is right, completely agree with sitting May. Thank you, 480. But this one, in particular, 603, this is a wasted year on Drake May's rookie contract anyway. They're not going to be competitive with or without May, so that point is moot.
I appreciate the text. Incorrect, because whatever he learns this year, he doesn't have to next year. So he starts next season with 10, 15 games of experience of playing in an NFL game, dealing with the NFL communication, dealing with his offensive line.
Okay, so let's move on to the Patrick Mahomes text.
Okay.
Do you think sitting hurt Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
Basically.
It hurt the Chiefs because they could have won another Super Bowl.
Well, they weren't going to get past Brady.
Oh.
So you think they would have beat Brady?
If Patrick Mahomes had played in 2017, I think that the Mahomes' Chiefs would have been better than the Jaguars. They're at least in the AFC title game. I mean, Alex Smith was a Pro Bowl quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is one of two of the best people to ever do his job in the history of the sport. So, of course that was a mistake in hindsight. Maybe if in 2018, Mahomes is hosting the Patriots in the AFC Championship. He had already played in a playoff game the year before. He uses that experience to get past them. I mean, it was literally nip and tuck till the end.
603 text, please remind Curtis, Mahomes has the same amount of Super Bowl wins and better stats in all categories than Brady in their first 7 years.
Yep.
That despite sitting.
Unfortunately, he's 0-2 against Tom Brady in the playoffs. It's 0-1 in the Super Bowl. So put that in your pipe and smoke it outside.
It is something to watch, though, isn't it? The Mahomes-Chiefs chase of Brady and the Pats.
Oh, I mean, it's the only interesting thing about the big picture of this season, which is Mahomes is going after Brady, and Mahomes is great.
And if he doesn't have a knee injury like Tom did and doesn't have a 10-year gap of wins, of Super Bowl wins in that stretch, he could pass his
pace.
How
many Super Bowls do you think he gets in his career?
The big wild card is Andy Reid, and I don't see him coaching much longer.
You have to make a size joke, I mean.
I think he gets the 5.
Yeah, I would say 5. I would put the over-under at 4.5.
And that will be enough for some people to just say he's better because he's more dynamic or whatever. Some people say that already.
Yeah, but you can't be. I mean, if Brady's 2-0 against you in the playoffs at in his 40s, and you end up with 5, and he has 7, the biggest one is Tom leaving and winning. Like if that changed the whole calculus. Winning 7, doing it with a new team in a new conference, all of that.
I'll hand any Mahomes fans my notes on how that was a COVID year and a meaningless asterisk-laden Super Bowl.
Yep. I mean, you could make all those things, or you could say that added to the degree of difficulty of going to a new team without practicing.
Text on your side, 71. If the offensive line is no good, wouldn't we rather have a mobile quarterback like Drake May? Hey, maybe Jacoby will surprise you. You know, maybe he'll get out there and just start putting on the jets. He'll be Usain Bolt in week one.
And I just would like to make my weekly apology to Patriots fans that were the Belichick Bobos that you were hoodwinked. It's okay, you know.
You weren't. He just hit the wall.
Acceptance is the price of freedom.
He's thriving in his new role. And, Let's go to the phones.
That's it.
You can reach the show, 617-779-7937 on the Ken and Curtis program. Live from Fenway Park, here is Bart in Munson. Hello, Bart.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
What if the plan all along, after watching the two Dorito dinks blow up Mac Jones, what if the plan all along was to make sure we get through at least one game with a new play caller on offense and a new play caller on defense and a new coach? You know, what if they were just trying to make sure there weren't too many news in that first game? I mean,
yes.
We got to wait and see when they bring Drake in, but I'm thinking they don't want to screw him up by screwing him up themselves, I guess.
Totally makes sense. It's totally fair. Now, I don't know if Bart means there, that means they're going to play in week two. I don't see that. How can you play in week two? After going through all this, the plan was for Jacoby. It would have to be such a disaster tomorrow that you would have no choice.
I mean, do you disagree that Drake May is a better quarterback?
Right now, I disagree.
So you think talent and everything, you think you would trust Jacoby Brissett more than Drake May?
Right now, yes. Of course. The guy's played 60 NFL games or whatever. There is something. Hey, the great Gary Tangway once sat on a chair like this on this radio station and said he's going to be the best quarterback in the NFL in a couple years. That guy knows talent. Tangway wrote a book about quarterbacks.
That's right.
And he saw it. He saw it coming. Maybe Jacoby just hasn't peaked yet.
And I have to say, the listeners are dumb today. 413 texter. Tom is 0-2 against Eli. So based on your logic, Eli's better. No, listening is a skill. So Tom Brady has 7. Eli has 2. If they were close, if they were like 5 versus 7, then you may give the edge to Eli because of the personal record against the quarterback. But when he has more than 3 times as many Super Bowls, it's not quite relatable.
Let's go to Nate in the truck. Hello, Nate. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
A couple points real quick. If you look at it with these captains and everything, you see Spagnuolo. They made a point in everything with being a captain. That's the only guys that actually can speak to the refs or actually call timeouts. That's number one. Number two, look at Jordan Love, Curtis. He sat, and in his first starting season was last year, and they made the playoffs and possibly went deep in the playoffs. So can you explain that?
Who was the guy he was sitting behind, Nate?
Yeah, that was Aaron Rodgers. Who cares, though?
Nate, that's the entire point. He's sitting behind someone who is one of the most talented people to ever play the position, learning from a guy that still has his best years left. What is Drake May learning?
If we got so-called Van Pelt, and McAdoo, okay, that are showing him the way. Does it have to be a quarterback? I mean, they already even said, here's another point real quick.
Wait, but do you honestly think if Jordan, wait, Nate, if Jordan Love was drafted by the Packers and the starting quarterback was Jacoby Brissett there, you think he would have sat an entire year?
Yes, because Elliott Wolf did it there. So that
wasn't
Elliott
Wolf.
So if you look
did
at Aaron Rodgers,
go ahead, Dave.
Let me speak real quick. Aaron Rodgers, they even said they had disputes, him and Love. They weren't even talking. They had difficulties with that. So tell me how he learned from him if he wasn't helping him out.
Learned from who?
Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers
helping
backing
out
up
Love.
Aaron,
right.
Correct.
The same way that people learn from Brady. Jimmy Garoppolo didn't talk to Tom Brady, but he learned by watching him.
Well, exactly. So there'll be some learning going on here with Drake May. To his point.
Am I speaking a different language? Drake May is a more talented player than Jacoby Brissett.
I don't agree right now.
Jacoby Brissett is a below average.
Good point
NFL
by Nate. He's not the captain. He can't talk to anybody.
Below average. Jacoby Brissett is
correct.
A below average starting quarterback.
What is Drake May?
He has the potential to be an above average starting quarterback.
Potential.
Right.
Don't use the P word. He already said that.
But the examples of using Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Alex Smith, Drew Bledsoe, there is no...
What about David Carr?
There is no comparison.
6-1-7-7.
Like, why is that so hard to understand?
It's the Ken and Curtis Show.
And Elliott Wolf
Pats
didn't run the
path.
Packers. Everybody's saying Elliott Wolf had a plan there. He did not run the Packers. It wasn't his...
I forgot about Ben McAdoo. That one cut hard. Like, I forgot he's even involved.
That's like saying Chaim Bloom ran the Devil Rays. He didn't. He was an exec there.
Curtis runs this program, for better or worse, until noon on EEI.